From Grover's Corners, we travel to Beacon, New York, where folk singer, environmentalist, and activist Pete Seeger is still going strong. At the age of 93, he still splits his own firewood. He's just published a book of his collected writings and released two new CDs. Karen Michelle paid Pete Seeger a visit.
As Pete Seeger often does when the weather's decent, he's playing for free outdoors in Beacon, New York.
Here we go, everybody knows this song. As I go walking,
a few dozen people packed around the stage that held Seeger and his ever-present banjo, a group of kids in red t-shirts clustered down front singing along. The MC for the afternoon was Susan Wright, the music teacher in the Beacon Elementary School where Seeger regularly visits.
On Friday he came in and we worked on these songs with the kids. He's kind of like a combination grandfather and Santa Claus, but really skinny. Because they know when he comes, we're going to sing together, we're going to do stuff together. They get him. They really do.
Seeger's been singing for anyone who will hear him throughout what he refuses to refer to as his career. And there's good reason, says David Burns, who produced Seeger's two new CDs.
Almost every time that Pete interacted with the mass media, on some level, they spit him back. You know, the Almanacs, they got on the radio, and then immediately people criticized their politics, and they were off. The Weavers were on the radio, they got blacklisted. The Smothers Brothers want to edit him out. And the great thing about Pete, and the reason you saw him on the street yesterday in front of a little crowd and so forth, is because he never would stop. He would never let that stop him. He sang at every little church, little school, summer camp, gathering. And when you look back on it, after these decades, you realize that Pete has been heard.
Well, I was working in Washington, D.C. at the time with Alan Lomax, the folklorist.
Tall and lean, faded Levi's and a faded corduroy shirt, Pete Seeger still pretty much looks like he did when the young Harvard dropout met the man who helped him find his life's work, Woody Guthrie.
And he found that I could follow him in any song he played. I had a good ear, and I stayed in tune, played the right chord, didn't play anything too fancy. So pretty soon I was tagging along with him.
On one of his new CDs, Seeger says Guthrie taught him not only lots of songs, but how to play in saloons, get paid first, how to ride the rails carefully, and that no matter the consequences, to stick with your beliefs.
He went through World War II with a piece of cardboard pasted to the top of his guitar. "This machine kills fascists." And he really wanted his guitar to help win the war against Hitler. When Woody went into a hospital in 1952, I think it was, I put something similar on my banjo. "This machine surrounds hate and forces it to surrender."
Seeger's written that on every banjo he's had since then, including the one he used to compose the tunes on his other new CD, which features guitarist Laurie Wyatt.
And let me see if I'm in tune.
The two sit in Seeger's living room, talking and playing a few tunes.
I occasionally get together with a good songwriter and work with him or her because I can't do what I want all myself. I knew Laurie Wyatt when he was in his early 20s.
Wyatt's now in his 60s and occasionally makes the four-hour drive from his home in Massachusetts to Seeger's overlooking the Hudson River.
Pete called up one time, this was a couple of winters ago when it was really hard winter, running low on wood. And he said to me just this line, the elm you skip is the devil to split, stick with maple, ash, and oak. And I grabbed my pen and then we just continued to talk about wood.
"With a sledgehammer and a wedge, a splitting axe and maul, we'll have all the logs we need, cut and stacked before. But careful, choose the wood to use before you swing a stroke. The elm you skip is the devil to split. Use maple, ash, and oak. Keep the flame alive."
Like the wood Seeger still splits, most of the songs he's written come from his life, On the new CD with Wyatt, there's one about cats howling for their supper, a song about old apples, and another that's about the river that's become his cause.
Deep love, like a bountiful river, fills the soul, renews the heart. My love is always and ever. We will never part.
Though Seeger's voice is a little lower now, the key to the songs remains the same. Make the lyrics accessible and try to keep the words no more than two syllables long.
Oh, yes. I think Laurie and I would agree 100% on that. We'd like people to sing our songs. We don't want a melody that's so difficult that an ordinary person couldn't sing it. Doesn't go too high, doesn't go too low.
Like the new song, God's Counting on Me.
When we look and we see things are not what they should be, God's counting on me, God's counting on you.
For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.
But the last few lines anybody could sing on. Hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, me and you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.